Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration. And I did my research. I asked Google this morning, how long has it been since August 6th was a Sunday? Any guesses? 23 years since we celebrated the Transfiguration on a Sunday. And what happens in the Transfiguration? We just heard it in the Gospel. Jesus' appearance has changed as he stood before God, Moses, and Elijah. His friends, his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, they were changed as they heard the voice of God. So let's think for a moment about our own life-changing events. Who remembers their birth? Who was present at your birth? A life-changing event. We went from the warmth and comfort of the womb to being pushed out into the world, and then they spanked us and made us cry. Remember? And then we began a lifetime of learning and changing and growing. And consider for a moment all our other life experiences, life-changing events. There's happy ones and sad ones. Gaining independence, learning to drive, graduations, first jobs, falling in love, marriage, sudden sicknesses, tragic accidents, unexpected deaths, all transforming events, rites of passage, because we learn from all of those. Yes, and some are filled with joy, and some are sad and painful. And in the gospel, Jesus takes his friends up the mountain. He wants them to see and hear. He does not want to scare them, but he wants them to see, to learn, and to know who he is. And what happens is Jesus is talking to God and Moses and Elijah. He's changed. And we see Peter, James, and John being changed. At that moment, Jesus is energized as he talks with God and Moses and Elijah. And his friends are overcome with fear as they are amazed what happens to him. And like Peter wants to do throughout the Gospels, he starts talking too much. And then God comes and says, "Stop talking, Peter. It's nice that you want to build tents or churches to honor these holy men." But God says, "Listen to him. This is my beloved son. Listen to him." He's kind of reminding Peter and reminding us there's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth, right? We're supposed to listen as twice as much as we talk. So I would suggest this is a reminder for us to pause and to reflect and to consider, to look at our own life-changing events. Have we given thanks for our blessings? Have we recognized God's saving grace? Have we asked for God's help and mercy? Have we responded in faith to God's call? Do we truly listen? Have we truly taken time to listen to Jesus? Have we let Jesus speak to our hearts, to our souls, to our spirits? And in the encounter in today's gospel, Jesus is strengthened to continue his ministry. Imagine what they're saying to him. "Keep going, Jesus. Keep making that final push to the cross." He receives a hug of support from his father. And I'd like to call him his uncles. His heart was strengthened to continue to teach, to love, to help, and to heal. And as we pray, let us remember, when we come to receive the sacraments, when we come to listen to Jesus, it is so that we can be changed, so that we can be transformed, so that we can be strengthened. We come to know that the Lord is with us when life is hard and when life is good. We come to be energized and strengthened to love and to serve, to speak and to witness in the Spirit and in the love of Jesus Christ. Amen.